KLW's News Director Ben Trefney is here with us for a special report. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Kevin. So I was shocked, just as you were, I imagine, to hear that Mayor Lee died suddenly early this morning at age 65. A statement from Lee's office said the city's first Asian-American mayor died at 1:11 a.m. at Zuckerberg San Francisco General Hospital. Reports say he was at a Safeway near his home in the city's Sunnyside District when he collapsed and was rushed to where he died. It is, quote, with profound sadness and terrible grief that we confirm that Mayor Edwin M. Lee passed away, according to a statement from City Hall. Lee was surrounded by family, friends, and colleagues. No cause of death has been reported. San Francisco Board of Supervisors President London Breed became acting mayor and planned a news conference for 10 a.m. today. Supervisors and other public officials were stunned and saddened by his sudden death. They praised the low-keyed, mustachioed mayor, who is better known as a former civil rights lawyer and longtime city bureaucrat than a flashy politician. Former Mayor Willie Brown and the late political power broker Rose Pack talked Lee into filling out the rest of then-Mayor Gavin Newsom's term. When he was elected California's lieutenant governor in 2010, Brown said, quote, "We won based on our political shenanigans and our political skill sets. He, speaking of Mayor Lee, got elevated to our mayorship under our charter and got reelected twice," end quote. Lee was appointed mayor by the Board of Supervisors in 2011, and then, despite saying he would not run for the position, he challenged 15 other candidates to run for mayor later that year. I wanted to play a clip for you, Kevin, of a conversation I had with him while he was campaigning. Let's take a listen to that right now.
The economy is really the biggest topic on the table for all the candidates right now, and everybody has their different jobs programs. You mentioned one there. What do you see as the future for the economy and jobs in San Francisco?
Well, certainly jobs growth and economic stability, that's my number one focus. And for the next 4 years, if I'm privileged to be the mayor of San Francisco, I'm going to keep creating jobs. I know that the saving Twitter was one of the biggest decisions that our office, working with the Board of Supervisors, was able to do, because we literally saved 2,500 jobs from leaving the city. These are jobs that are predicted to grow in the next year and a half. What resonated was not only did we do that for that company and for San Franciscans, but we did it in the way in which it would immediately revitalize mid-market. And that's what I want to do with every merchant corridor of the city.
Being a true city veteran, you know that there have been a lot of efforts to revitalize mid-market. I mean, for decades and decades and decades. Why would this be successful as compared to other ones? I mean, I'm sure people who are just as optimistic as you are.
We learned a lot of the lessons from the past failures. And we know that there can't be just one aspect to do it. You can't just rely on a Twitter, if you will. And what we're doing is we're putting together whole packages of things, small loans programs, hiring, arts, as well as more safety. We've got a substation that's going in. But we're not even waiting for the substation. I've already activated our civic engagement division from the city administrator's office. Something very successful that we created was a community ambassador program, something that I talk with even the owners of Twitter were concerned about, is that they wanted the safety of their workforce to be very positive. And once you get safety in there, you're going to have a lot of businesses that want to locate. And it's much safer today than it was literally a year ago. The Community Ambassadors Program is going to have local people hired within the community to be additional eyes and ears to watch what happens on the street, especially during those hours where people are going to work and coming off of work late at night. We're going to have additional eyes to help the police.
That's San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee. He is running for election in November. So we don't have much time left, so I want to do some quick word association. I don't need you to say one word. I want you to give a thought on the word or phrase that I say. Sure. So just a short answer, something like 20 seconds, something like that.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay. Being the first Chinese-American mayor in San Francisco.
Oh, God, proud. Also a chance to say, as an Asian-American who has spent a professional career up here, what can I do to help everybody and to share the values that my family has with every neighborhood in the city. I'm very proud to do that.
That is San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee speaking in a conversation with me when he was running for office in 2011. We are remembering Ed Lee right now. He passed away early this morning at Zuckerberg San Francisco General Hospital. No cause of death has been reported.
So, Kevin, he won a four-year term in that election in 2011, and Twitter, of course, became the anchor tenant in what became a revitalized mid-market. In fact, it became the symbol of a tech industry that many thought was taking over the city. Mayor Lee was an advocate for the needy, and it harkened back to his days as a housing rights activist back in the late 70s and early 80s. But in 2015, when he ran for office again, he ran against a slate of little-known candidates who criticized him as doing more for tech leaders than for poor people. I spoke with him again during that campaign and talked about his roots as an advocate for people in need. We'll play a clip of that right now. I'd like to go back to the November election in 2014 for a moment, when you were a big backer of raising the minimum wage in San Francisco to help workers. And you were at a celebration. You were at a celebration when that passed. And one of our reporters was there, too, and recorded you saying this.
These are hard jobs. You're serving other people. And there's a lot of attitudes out there when you're in restaurants and hotels. And you got to suffer through it. I know that. I used to get sworn at, even if I was back in the kitchen, I get sworn at. But you take it because you're just knowing that you got to survive. And all of us know, if we came from other places, we had to do a lot of things to survive in the city to be successful. Immigrant families know that. Low-income families know that. So particularly tonight, I want to share with you that I'm personally proud of the entire city of San Francisco.
What does that make you think about?
It makes me proud that the city of San Francisco joined business leaders of different sizes and community leaders and elected leaders to say we can up our minimum wage. We can help low wage earners who, and you know, I was getting emotional about this because I grew up in a family of low wage earners, and I know the plight that they have today. Being on a stage with someone from San Jose who was working two jobs and had diabetes and he can't survive with the rising costs, and he's not in the great city of San Francisco or the great city of Oakland where we have passed a minimum wage that people can do better to survive on. He's struggling in an area of the state that he can't afford, and to listen to that makes me very emotional because everybody, I think, deserves a fair wage. That's why.
Again, that's Mayor Ed Lee speaking during his campaign for re-election in 2015. Still, detractors claimed he catered too much to Silicon Valley, citing his brokering of a tax deal in 2011 to benefit Twitter as part of a remake of the city's downtown. And housing prices now have surged in San Francisco, with modest homes now topping $1.5 million. Ed Lee passed away this morning. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi is praising him as, quote, a true gentleman of great warmth, positivity, and kindness, end quote. He, quote, never had an unkind word for anyone, and no one ever had an unkind word for him, end quote. She expressed condolences to Lee's wife, Anita, and two daughters. Again, San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee apparently suffered a heart attack yesterday evening at a Safeway near his home in the city's Sunnyside District. He took an ambulance to Zuckerberg San Francisco General Hospital, where he died early this morning. We'll have more updates, Kevin, throughout the day right here on KALW.